Hello, it's still October 8th, 2019. We have the Ten of Wands and the Queen of Wands and the Devil. Game face on. This could be one of those days when you may be feeling emotionally and possibly physically overwhelmed, even depressed, but the Queen of Wands isn't about to let it show. The Queen of Wands is at the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and is not who you'd be wanting to sit across the table from in a poker game. For one thing, she probably has more money than you, and the other thing is that she has no tell whatsoever. This is the woman or man who lights up the room, always has great ideas, throws a great event, and nothing seems to get them down. The queens all have a little water in them, that receptive, emotional feminine quality, whether male or female. You would never know he or she had a disability or an addiction, which could be, at this point, a disability. Since we have the devil and a whole lot of rather phallic-looking wands in this picture, this could be a sex addiction. This is the queen who, it can be said, has been around the block a few times, trying to keep it clean. This is a family show. The Queen of Wands, or Rods, in the Morgan Greer deck is a grown-ass human, as in fully formed adult, and is, how you say, no spring chicken. Excellent. Haven't had a woman as meat reference in a while. I love those. The Ten of Clubs, Wands, or Rods is in the past position today, as in this poor human has been carrying a heavy load for a very long time. He struggles on with a bundle of firewood that is obviously too big for him to carry by himself, yet he has taken this on. To those whom much has been given, much is expected. Pressure. Something is holding this queen back from true happiness, and here he comes, that gnarly-faced old horny devil. Capricorn rules the devil, a sign that is prone to depression, and this could be what the devil is bringing to this reading today. This is a depressed picture, although all the cards are upright. The queen could even be worried about old age and losing her looks and maybe considering some ill-advised plastic surgery. She looks good to me, all dressed in yellow, holding her staff and sunflower. Staring straight ahead, she sees right through you, but as for what she thinks of you, her expressionless expression doesn't give us much of a clue. However, the devil could be pride, not asking for help when you need it. You may have been doing whatever it is you do without any help for years, but it's not getting any easier. The devil is temptation, so someone may be tempting our rather adventurous queen. On the old-time card, she is the one who sits on her throne with her legs spread open under her royal gown. There is also a whatever gets you through the night vibe here. There is so much pressure on this human, possibly even going all the way back to childhood. It's hard to quiet that buzzing little blue fly pictured over the head of the devil, trapped inside a five-pointed star. Fears and worries that just won't go away, and the only way to quiet them is with drugs or sex. There is potential burnout as well for this queen if she or he keeps on this way, as I noticed the candle burning down on the devil card, but that queen, and we should not forget she is a queen, looks pretty strong in the face of it all. This is about stuff you're just too old to be doing, and while it's tempting to take on something or someone else, this queen is an excellent manager and realizes she needs help. You're going to try to lift that yourself?